Psalm 58, verses 1 through 8, that is our psalm today as we continue our journey through the Psalms. It's the Psalm of David, and he writes, "Do you rulers indeed speak justly? Do you judge the people with equity? No, in your heart you devise injustice, and your eyes mete out violence on the earth. Even from birth the wicked go astray. From the womb they are wayward, spreading lies. Their venom is like the venom of a snake, like that of a cobra that has stopped its ears. They will not heed the tune of a charmer, however skillful the enchanter may be. Break the teeth of their mouths, O God. Lord, tear out the fangs of those lions. Let them vanish like water that flows away. When they draw the bow, let their arrows fall short. May they be like a slug that melts away as it moves along, like a stillborn child that never sees the sun." Have you ever been to the Mathari slums in Nairobi, Kenya? I've had the privilege of visiting there a couple times. Raw sewage flows down the streets and injustice prevails. Have you ever seen the state-run orphanages in Central America? When the 18-year-olds age out, 70% are in prison, on drugs, or involved in prostitution within a year. Injustice prevails. Take a walk through the leper colonies in India. The outcasts are sitting on the ground, their stumps wrapped in dirty cloth and thick swarms of flies buzzing around their heads. Injustice prevails. When David wrote this psalm, he was sick and tired of rulers who created and allowed injustice. He was fed up with those who mete out violence. He likened those evil authorities to the venom of a snake. He said they were like a cobra that had stopped up its ears. They ignore the tune of the charmer. David's passion for justice called on God to silence the unjust. He prayed that they would vanish like water that flows and melt away like a slug as it moves along. What are you passionate about? How do you process injustice? Well, I think we should begin with a twofold prayer. First, pray for God to transform the hearts of the unjust rulers through the work of Jesus. What a tremendous testimony could be told if unjust rulers changed their ways. Second, pray that God takes the unjust ruler from their seat of authority. Ask God to replace the person with someone who rules with equity. Father, forgive us for complaining more than praying. We pray for just rulers in our country and around the world. Give us lawmakers and judges who rule with equity and fairness. Raise up men and women to lead countries and serve in governments. Work in the lives of those in authority, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.